Okay, so good morning. I apologize for the delay. Today's daf is daf zayin, daf 7. What is it for? Okay. We left off today's daf is daf zayin. We left off on vav amud bet, on 6b towards the bottom of the page. We're jumping right in. We're about 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba hakatuv ela lagbot la nizakin min ha'idit. The pasuk was only coming to teach us that the one that was damaged can come and collect from the most choicest property. The kal v'chomer lehekdesh, and we said it's a kal v'chomer to hekdesh. So the Gemara says, "My kal v'chomer lehekdesh." What does it mean, kal v'chomer to hekdesh? So the Gemara says, "Ilema din nagach Torah didan le Torah de hekdesh." Maybe one of our ox went and gored an ox of hekdesh, was consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, you'd have to pay the damage. So the Gemara says, no. Shor re'eu amar chana. The Torah says the ox of your friend. Velo shor shel hekdesh. And not the ox of hekdesh. Ela must be the omer harei alai maneh la bedek abayit. Somebody says, I'm taking upon me a maneh for the bedek abayit, for the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, da'ate gizbar v'shakil me'idit. The treasure of the Beit HaMikdash can come and collect from your choicest property. Lo ye. So the Gemara asks, hold on. Lo ye el ba'al chov. Hold on. This treasure is coming to collect. He's no greater than a ba'al chov, and somebody is coming to collect their debt. U'ba'al chov ve'benoni. And we know the din is, flipping the amud, a ba'al chov, somebody who is collecting his debt, can only collect from the average piece of land, not from the choicest piece of land. So the Gemara says, v'chitema, maybe we can say, savar Rabbi Akiva, kol ba'al chov nami be'it. Maybe Rabbi Akiva says that even a ba'al chov collecting his debt can collect from the choicest property. The Gemara says, no, I would have a contradiction on that. Ma lebaal chov sheken yipak kochov nizakin. A baal chov has a stronger aspect by nizakin, because he's able to go and collect it. Right? Rashi says, shahedyotu notel behezeko min aidit. The hedyot, the simple person, can go and collect from the choicest property. Tomar behegdesh shohorak kochov nizakin. Are you going to say the same thing by hegdesh, where he does not have that strength by nizakin? Nizakin, that he can go and just collect, he can't go and collect the treasure. So therefore, what do you see? You can't say that by hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Leolam denagach Torah didan le Torah de hekdesh. Really, it's talking about a case of our ox went and gored an ox of hekdesh. Udekakashelach, and when you asked, Shor e'o amar chmanav lo shor shel hekdesh, and you said, oh, the ox is only friend's ox, not the ox of hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva savar like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer. He says the following: Shor shel hekdesh and agach shor shel hediot patur. If you have a ox of hekdesh that gores an ox of hediot, a friend, a regular person, he's exempt. But shor shel hediot and agach shor shel hekdesh. But if a regular ox went and gored an ox of hekdesh, ben tam ben mu'an mishalem nezek shalem, whether the ox was calm or he was dangerous, the owner would have to pay the full damage. So what do you see? You see that he holds a Rabbi Shimon that says that you would pay for a shor shel hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva, machloket that we had on yesterday's daf regarding if he pays from the choicest property, is it the damaged choicest property or the damager's choicest property? That machloket. The Gemara says, how do you know that that's the machloket? How do we know that we're arguing on a case of the choicest property of the one that was damaged is like kiziburit de mazik? It's like the inferior property of the one that damaged. How do you know that that's the machloket? Dilma de kule alma bedin nizak shemimen. Maybe we all agree that the machloket is by nizak. They're evaluating how much was damaged. And over here, maybe we can say the machloket is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. That Rabbi Akiva savar like Rabbi Shimon Menasseh. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon Menasseh. That you say that you pay for damage on a shor shel hekdesh. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel savar like Rabbanan. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbanan. That says that no, you would not pay if a regular ox gored a shor shel hekdesh. Maybe that's the machloket. The Gemara says, "Imken, if that's the case, my loba katu." Hold on, we'd have three questions if that was the case. Question number one is, what does that mean, lo ba katuv? We said that the pasuk only came to say that you collect from the most choicest property. What does that mean? Why did he need to say that? If anything, the other way around, Rashi says, the mashma de bikrag gufei pligi. That sounds like they're arguing an actual pasuk. The lo ba katuv lahachi alma behediot nami pligi. That sounds like they're even arguing in the case of hediot. So therefore, that wouldn't work. V'od, not only that, my kal v'chomer lehekdesh. And if it's the way you're saying, how can you say it's a kal v'chomer lehekdesh? Why? Because Rashi explains, since we're saying from the choicest property, it's referring to the nizak, it's referring to the one that was damaged, he's coming to be lenient. That the one who damaged can pay from his inferior property. So therefore, if he's coming to be lenient, how can you learn kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is whenever it's stricter on the other side. That's question number two. Ve'od, ha'amar avashi, tanya behede, we already learned in the Braita explicitly, metav sadehu, metav karmo yishalem. We said from the choicest property and the choicest vineyard, field and vineyard, metav sadehu shal nizak, metav karmo shal nizak. We said from the damaged one, the very Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, metav sadehu shal mazik, metav karmo shal mazik. He says, no, it's from the damager. So you see a third question, it already said explicitly, the Masloket is talking about the case of by hediot, where they damage each other's field, not referring to a case of hekdesh. So therefore, that's how you would contradict what we just said. Rami le Abaye le Rava. Abaye is contrasting something to Rava. He says, "Ktiv." It said, "Metav sedeu, metav karmo yishalem." It says, "From the choicest field and choicest vineyard, you should pay." Metav in midah chirinilo. That's only from the choicest, not from anything else. We have a braita. The pasuk says that the braita is bringing. The pasuk says, "Baal habor yishalem." The owner of the pit should pay. Kesev yashiv li valav. The money should return to the owner. V'hamet yelo. So the Gemara says, "Hold on, yashiv." Why does he use the word yashiv in the pasuk? Rashi explains why not yashiv. Kesev yashiv li valav. It could have just said, "Da'avale lemichtav baal habor yishalem kesev li valav." It could have just said, "The owner of the pit will pay money to the Baal, the owner of the thing that got damaged." It doesn't say that. It says Yashiv. Why does he use that word? He will return the money. Why do we need that word? The Rabot Shaveh Kesef Vafilu Subin. It's coming to add that he even pay something that has that value of money, or even Subin, even Bran, which is like an inferior, I guess, commodity that's not so superior. But you can still even pay with that. So what do you see? It doesn't have to be the choicest. You can even pay with something inferior. The Gemara says, no, lo kashya, it's not difficult. Kan midato, kan bal kurcho. The difference would be if it's with his consent or against his will. What does that mean? With his consent, Rashi explains, the im shalem lein mazik nisko midato. If he's paying with his consent, delo atrechel litzok alav beitin. They didn't require him to come to the beitin and scream at him. Shakil subin, the guy can come and take bran, inferior. Aval imei no rotzea mazik l'shalem nisko l'nazik, l'nizak, elav beitin. If the damager says, I only want to pay in the beitin, is the hainu baal korcho, that's against his will, he can only pay money. So that would be the difference. Amar ula, bereid Rav Ilai. Daikanam, you can also derive this. The pasuk says, dichtiv yishalem baal korcho. It says he must pay. It sounds like against his will. The Gemara says, no, hold on a second. Amar le'abaye, miktiv yishulam. Does it say that we make him pay by other people, that other people make him pay? That they, you know, it sounds like alide acherim. Yeshalem tiv. It says he should pay. It sounds like with his consent he pays. It doesn't sound like against his will. El amar ba'e kedemor. He's following this opinion. The Tani, the Brayta says, Haresha yulo batim sadod uchramim ve'ino motzel emochram. He has homes, fields, and vineyards, and he doesn't find anyone to sell them to. Right? There's a maybe there's a high interest rates, and he doesn't want to sell because he's not going to be able to find a home because he's going to have to pay a high interest. Let's say so he doesn't want to sell. Or he can't find to sell, rather. Machilin oto maaser ani an mechitza. We pay him with maaser ani, with the poor man's maaser, until half. Meaning what? Rashi explains, shave me'azuz. Half is 100 zuz. It's not a lot of money. But back then, if a person had less than 200 zuz, they were considered an ani, or a poor person. 200 zuz today is nothing. A couple of dollars. It's not a lot of money. It's not a big thing. But back then, if a person didn't have that amount, he was considered ani. If he had less than 200 zuz, they could give him as much. But once he has more than 200 zuz, then he's not an ani anymore. So if here we consider him an ani, we pay him up to 100. And then Rashi explains, what does he do? He should lower his price on the land and sell it for 100. So therefore you have 100 from his land, 100 that he's being received, and therefore that's 200. So the Gemara says, "V'havi b'amor," and Master dived into this case. Hey, chidame, what's the case here? Ihu zal arata dekule alma v'didei nami zal v'adayu. Let's say all the other people's lands depreciated, and so did his. So afilu tuva nami lisfilei. We should even be able to give him more than that, than 100 zuz, right? Because there's a Mishnah that says if somebody has only 199 zuz, you can, even if they give you 1,000, you can take it. because you consider an ani. Once you get to 200, you can no longer take. But if you have less than 200, you can take as much as you want in one shot. So why do we give him only 100? So the Gemara says, Deha zul de kule alma, this is a gear set change, nami miwata, oh, this is a good extra. Deha zul de kule alma nami, rather, it must be that everyone else's land, I think they take this part out actually, it says, it's miutar, it's extra. Okay, we'll skip this line. Ela de okir ar ata de kule alma. It must be that the land of everyone else appreciated. Vididei, and his land, aydi de ayil v'nafik, azuzei, zal aray, since he kept going in and out for money, and he kept searching for more, you know, a deal, I guess, in today's day and age, he kept putting his property on the market, so it kind of like lost its value, because everyone saw like, it's not so wanted, because no one's buying it. So therefore, the property depreciated. So they're flipping the amud, when it says, afilu purta nami, lo disfule. So even a small amount, then you shouldn't give him. Right? Because his property is worth 200 zuz. So the Gemara says, the Amar Mor Allah, and the Master said on this case, Lo Tzricha, what are we talking about? The Yomein Nisan Yakira Arata, Uv Yomein Tishrei Zal Arata. In the days of Nisan, the property appreciates. In the days of Tishrei, the property depreciates. How is that possible? So Rashi explains, Yomein Tishrei Shein Sipek Zaran Lota Shana, because at that time of the year in Tishrei, they're not, he's not able to plant. Right, so therefore the property is depreciating. So the Gemara says, "De kule alma natre ad nisan mizadne." What do people do? If people see that in Tishrei, no one's paying high money for that property in the market. What are you going to do? You're going to take it off the market. And you're going to bring it back onto the market in Nisan. So that's what everyone does. But v'hai ho'il v'itzericha leizusei zabin kadasha. But a guy who's low in cash flow, he needs money. He's going to put it up on the market even in Tishrei and try to sell it right now. Ad palga orche lemezal. And the way the world works is that until half of the property's worth, it could depreciate. But more than that, that's not usually the way that it would depreciate. It wouldn't depreciate more than half of its worth. So the Gemara says, V'acha nami, gami nizakin. So too, you can say the same thing by nizakin. That by damages, it's the same thing. That what? Dinei be'idit. His din is that the guy can come and collect from the choice's property, the damage. But the guy can make a deal with him and say, hey, you know what? Instead of me collecting from your choice's property, why don't I collect from your mediocre property, from your average property? Just give me a little bit more. Throw a little bit on top. Right, again. So we're understanding, we're talking about the time where it's in the month of Tishrei, the time of Tishrei, where his property has depreciated. Now the guy can come and collect from his property, which is depreciated, and get a good end of the stick. But he says, you know what? I want to have a better end, I want to get more property, but give me from your average land. Oh, so if he comes and says that, Amarle, the guy who damaged can say, Ish shaklat kedinach, if you take what you're supposed to take, meaning if you take your from the choicest property, shekol kedasha, you can take right now at the lower price, at the depreciated value. Vilo, and if not, meaning if it's a depreciated value, he's able to take more land of the choice's property. Because if I damage, let's say, $100,000 worth of your land, right? Now you're coming to collect from my choice's land. If it's a depreciated value right now, that means you could take more of it, right? Because you're able to collect more of that land. So if you take from my choices, you could take right now at the low price. V'ilon, if not, shakil yukira kame. And if you decide, no, I want to take more of the average land, then I'm giving it to you at the Nisan prices later on. What the prices are going to be later on when Nisan is more expensive, therefore, I'm going to give it over there. And therefore, this wouldn't be a contradiction. This wouldn't be a stira. And it would just depend on what he's coming to take. If he wants to come and take from the choices property, you know, we take from the prices right now. If he were to come to take at the from the non-choices property, from the average property, then the guy can tell him that, no, I'm giving you, I'm going to give you at the Nisan prices. Okay? Very good. So the Gemara says, Matki Pla Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Ravacha Bar Yaakov has a contradiction. Imken, if that's the case, horata kochan shel nizakin, etzel benoni v'ziburit, you ruin the power of the damage by the average property and the inferior property. The Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, mimeta, from the choicest property. V'at amar benoni v'ziburit lo. And you're saying that he can't come and collect the same thing from the average or inferior property. Meaning you're saying he has to come and pay the extra price as if it was Nisan. So if by doing what you're doing, you're ruining the chance to come and collect from average property or inferior property. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Iika LeDamoyu. So if you have to say it's similar to something, our case is similar, it must be it's similar to the Baal Chov Medamin Alei. We're going to make it similar to someone who's collecting a debt. that Baal Chov Dinei Benonit, a Baal Chov, his case, he can go and collect from an average property. Vi Amarlin, if he says, Havli Ziburit Feipurta, if he says to the guy, you know what, instead of the average property, I want your most inferior property, but I want more of it. Oh, Amarlin, you can tell him, Ishaklak Kedinach, if you take what you're supposed to from the average, Shakol Kedasha, you can take at the price right now. If not, then you have to take of the price, which is later on going to be more expensive in the months of Nisan, because you're not collecting what you're supposed to collect. And that's what we would make our case similar to. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. We'll just do a 1-minute recap on the daf.